welcome back. So great to have you all back. So it's me and Zoe, and we're here today. What we're going to talk about is lessons that we tell for someone else that really we could take for ourselves, or what part of that is something that could be a lesson or a note that we could take on for ourselves. And yeah, so where do you want to go with this, Zoe? What are your thoughts?
I think it relates a little bit to some of the other podcasts we've talked to, where I think that there's a bit of that mirror that needs to come up again. And also, you know, I just see that sometimes coaches can put themselves, or we can put coaches up on pedestals a little bit and think that they've either got to have all their life together, or they do have all their life together in order to give answers or provide some insights or guidance for us in an area of our life that we're seeking. And I just think that that's so old school way of thinking. Like we'd mentioned in our other podcast, like I'd prefer to see someone who's messily working through it, but seeing them work through it rather than someone who appears to have all the answers. And so I guess that's what this is about as well, is, you know, you may be able to give the guidance and you may be able to see the insights for somebody else or help someone find their own insights. And where is that within you as well? So putting that mirror up and, you know, the lessons and the guidance, like where is that needed within myself? With some relationship coaching I've done in the past, you know, I remember as I was communicating with this beautiful woman about softening in her body and what that feels like, and being soft so that when, you know, her partner comes home from work, he doesn't feel like he's going into battle. So just being soft, and then he's like, oh wow, she's, you know, she's not going to bite me right now. I can take my armor off and meet her. As I was saying that to her, I was softening in my body. Like I was, you know, explaining the ways you do it and, oh, and then how does this feel? And you just let your belly go and all those soft, juicy ways. And then what I noticed is I was like, oh my gosh, that feels so good in my body. And the fact that that's a change that I really noticed within my body, I needed that lesson. Like I haven't been soft in my body for a while. So thank you for that woman who needed that lesson in that moment, because I too needed that lesson in that moment. And so I think that that's what I see for this like topic and explaining that. Yeah. And I would love it if I had, you know, a coach or a mentor that gave me a lesson and also was like, whoa, that hit me too. Like that was really beautiful. That authenticity that, yeah, we're still working it all out.
Yeah, absolutely. And we all are, you know, like I think you mentioned, you know, putting someone up on a pedestal and thinking that, you know, they're above this or they wouldn't be going through this, or, you know, I think it does an injustice, because we're all going through, you know, different things and experiencing different things. And, you know, when we do put someone up on a pedestal, you know, it doesn't do them a justice, because that you're either on a pedestal or you're in a pit. So once you're on a pedestal, you want to start knocking that person down. You know, it to say that sounds really not a nice thing to do, but that's exactly what happens, because you start to look for faults in that person, or you start to look for things that, you know, oh, they say they're all this, but, you know, I can find an example where they're not all this and they haven't got it all together. And, you know, because we've put them up there on the pedestal and we're looking at them, you know, thinking that their life's so shiny and bright and that's where I want to get to. But then you start looking at them through this critical eye and start, you know, trying to pull them down and put them in the pit. Yeah, so that's not a nice thing to do. So, you know, when we're trying to, you know, I'm going to say coach or talk to people, it's like, it's coming from our heart, you know, it's like, it's something that it's really a value to us, or something that we've really thought about, or that we're working through, or it's this real, it's our lesson also. And I think that's what you were mentioning is, you know, like, it's like something that we can take on, you know, and having done some Lifeline and talking to people about, you know, really not very nice situations and how can you look after yourself and what could you do for yourself today and what would, you know, being kind to yourself look like. In reflection, that's also messages for me, you know, how could I be kinder to myself? How could I, you know, it's reflecting on what we say and what we feel and what our heart's saying to other people, which we 100%, you know, totally are genuine and meaningful about, is also a message for me. And I think sometimes we can, you know, not take what comes out of our mouth or what we're actually speaking as our truth. And it is our truth because it's come from us, and it wouldn't come from our mouth or wouldn't be part of us if it wasn't our truth. So, you know, the more that we listen to ourselves and reflect on what we've said and how the conversations and, you know, where it, you know, circled around and come back again, or, you know, however the conversation goes, you know, there's always something to take on from that conversation and that, you know, that message that we also need to hear.
Yeah. And I like, just as you were saying that, I can see the amount of times that, you know, as a midwife, I would be saying to women, you need to stop, or you just need to check in with yourself, or I can feel that in you, like you just go, and you're busy, and, you know, and this pregnancy and you've got all the things to do. But what I really felt was really calling them was actually to stop and just have those moments of stopping. And I can look at that now and be like, wow, that was such a message for me. In the moment, I couldn't hear that. So we can't always hear it clearly in the moment, but it's even the conversations we have, you know, day to day. You might see someone down the street and, oh, actually, I remembered this situation, and I did a workshop with this lady, and I think I might have still been a participant in the workshop. I think this was my last one, and I went up to one of the crew members and I was like, you are incredible. Like, thank you so much for the weekend. And she said, it's within you as well, because what you can see in me is also within you. So we can't see, you know, people's beauty unless we can see our own beauty. We can't see people's anger or darkness unless we have that same, well, not the same, but we have darkness and anger within us. So it's also about, you know, seeing people in front of us that are us in a way. And I've heard this is like quite, you know, woo-woo spiritual, but, and my belief is that we are all one, you know, we are all divine beings from God's source, from the universe, all experiencing a different human experience, a different human life on this earth, which comes, you know, very, very vast, you know, ways, but we're actually all the same deep down, you know. So of course what I can see within you is also within me, because we're all one and united.
That's such a beautiful gift that she gave you, that reflection of that's also in you. That's beautiful, you know. And
I remember when she said that to me, though, I was like, oh, what? No, it's not. Like, I'm not you. I don't have that strength in me that you have. I don't have that. She had this energy about her that was like beautiful, welcoming, accepting, but also don't fuck with me. You know, that real woman energy about her. And I guess I was still transitioning from my maiden into the woman. And so I saw that in her, that real solid woman, like solid in her groundingness and who she is. And then when she said that, I was like, what? No. And that sat with me for ages. And I was like, No, it must be, you know. And the more I learned, the more I was like, fuck, yeah, she was nailed it.
Feel so right.
I've used that for at workshops. If anybody sees something in me, I, you know, it's beautiful to take it on also and just be like, oh, that was such a beautiful, you know, what a beautiful compliment, and for them to see that in me, but also to give them that back. And I have seen the exact same experience happen for another woman who, you know, gave me a beautiful compliment. And I said, that's also within you. And her eyes were just like, what? You know, it's such, yeah, it's just, it's really beautiful.
It's a beautiful gift. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think what it also says is there's no ego, you know, is there's no ego there, that you're not above, you know, that person that gave you that gift and said that to you, that she's not above, you know, above telling you that, you know, that it's not like she thinks of herself as being above you, or, you know, of course, thank you, but, you know, like, of course, I've got it, you know. It's like, no, you know, it's like that beautiful, humbling, yeah, being able to be, you know, a gift giver and give that back to you. And that's really beautiful. Yeah. Can you say anything about the ego? Did you want to mention, say anything about, you know, not being above anybody else or...
Yeah, I loved what you said about the pedestal. At the workshops I attend, he talks about that a lot. Murray Masaryk at the Real Education events, he talks about putting someone up on a pedestal and how, like, dangerous that is, and how we've got to be careful, because as soon as we put someone up on the pedestal, we want to cut them down, because that's our own ego being like, hang on, you're not so good. You know, you're not actually better than me. It's that little competitiveness within us that wants to prove that person wrong to make us feel better. And our ego can, you know, is definitely a part of us, but it's the part of us that really is just trying so desperately to keep us safe. And in doing that, we'll do whatever it needs to keep us safe. You know, it's like that survival mode of like, oh my gosh, I need to tear that person down so that I don't die. You know, that's like underneath it. I'm going to die if I'm not as good as them, or, you know, someone might see my faults or my vulnerabilities. And so I need to be better than them at that. So you want to tear them down, and yeah, so that. And I think in the coaching world, I see ego when they don't have that sense of self-reflection as a coach or as a mentor, whatever they want to call themselves, you know, when they don't have that, like, I'm sitting on the same level as you and I'm going through life just as messily, just as authentically, just as, you know, stumbly as everybody else. And to think that I've just had the easy run and I have all the answers. Yeah, it's just, I love confidence. I love someone who knows themselves and is confident in their actions and, you know, successful in that. And like, of course, like that's absolutely, but then to say, or then to act like they don't need to do any self-reflection because they are where they are. Yeah, it's just, it's a bit repelling. It's a bit, yeah, unfortunately, it's not an invitation. I've seen, yeah, I can even just think of like going to school, and we went to a private school, and one of my friends in primary school, her parents were very, 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 very successful, and a, you know, a counsellor or a psychologist or something like that. And I remember initially I was like, wow, you know, she must, you know, have it all together. And because that's what she portrayed on the outside, and that's how she spoke to people, was like she kind of talked down to people a little bit. And I saw it amongst the parents, and I saw, you know, the way that she even talked to her daughter. And yeah, when I really got to know her daughter, life was such a fucking mess, like such a mess, more than you know, at that time more than ours. And yeah, I just thought that she would have had it all together because of the way that she was portraying herself, rather than I didn't feel like she was just humbly like on the same level as us. Yeah, so that's what I can see about the ego is that's been my experience, like for people that think that they've got it all together and they're out there saying I've got all the answers and I'm going to heal everybody and, you know, solve everyone's problems, come and, you know, buy my package, buy this. Yeah, I'm like, I'm very skeptical about that. And I would prefer to go to someone who's been like, yeah, that was a bit clumsy over there. And then over here, it's a bit clumsy and I'm still doing the work.
Yeah, someone who shows a bit of vulnerability and, you know, shows their truth, not someone who's trying to cover up, you know, and yeah, put on a facade and show that, you know, things are all okay over here. Don't look over here. We're all good over here. No need to look over here. Whereas, you know, the person that's open and says, oh my God, like, you know, there's no way I've got this all sorted. And, you know, I'm messy in this area and I'm messy in that area. And, you know, those people draw us to them, you know. It's like, yeah, we've got something in common. We're not repelled by that person. They actually, you know, draw us closer.
Mm.
Yeah, because we have something, you know, fundamentally in common. And yeah,
I was gonna say that it's that relatability, like you can relate to them. They can relate to you. Like messiness draws us closer to just, you know, really down to earth people that are just successful, but yeah, just down to earth people, because you can relate to that rather than people that have, I think I see a lot of sadness in that, in people that have the mask on and are, you know, pretending to have all the answers and doing all the right things, and their life is like picture perfect and they're picture perfect, and you know, it's like, what's underneath that? You know, normally there's sadness, normally there's emotions that you actually don't want to go to and investigate, normally there's a lot of darkness that you haven't seen within yourself, and yeah, that's really sad.
Well, yeah, generally can see it in other people, but you're not willing to, you know, have a look at your own backyard or your own stuff, or because it's generally also happening in your backyard as well.
And so it's kind of cool to see like the coaching world, you know, taking like every client as that reflection again, like where is like that situation that's happening for them, or, you know, you may not have lost their job and they may have, but where is the elements of the similarities? Like, is it their mindset around the job? Can you see yourself in that? Or yeah, there's always lessons to be learned. There's always like, I feel like, yes, the coaches are the teachers, but also for the good teachers, what I've heard is that the clients, your clients are actually your teachers.
Yeah, for sure.
And I guess like, I was just thinking, like, I guess that could be in any profession. Like, I would learn off every client that I had as a midwife, 100%. So it's just that self-reflection of that.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, so no one has the answers, and, you know, and as I've also learnt, and what someone's also spoken to me about is that, you know, the person that you're coaching or the person that you're talking to is, you know, not that far behind you. You know, they come to you because they can see something in you that they want, or that they feel that you have an answer to, or that, but they're not that far behind you, you know, they're only, you know, a year or two or, you know, to learning these lessons for themselves. So yeah, that's really cool. And that really helped me early on to, you know, early in my coaching, whereas, you know, I was thinking, oh, what if something came through the door that, you know, I wasn't able to handle, but, you know, what gave me really good point of reference that I held on to was that, that, you know, you're not going to get something come through the door that you can't handle, and that people come to you and are drawn to you, because if that they will go to somewhere else, you know, if they're not drawn to you and they're not for you, then they wouldn't be coming through your door. So, you know, it always gave me reassurance that what came through my door was always something that I could handle, or else they wouldn't have chosen me. We wouldn't have been a right fit. So yeah, that's really cool.
And that was your friend Angela
It was really, really cool coach who really inspired me and asked me some great questions. And you know, that's the great thing, you know, with coaching too. It's how powerful a question you can ask. It's like, you don't have to have all the answers. The person has the answers. You know, it's asking the right questions and getting them to reflect on their situation and to come to the, you know, what's right for them.
Yeah, that's so cool. Because, you know, like, I got sick of finding coaches that were just telling me what I need to do and where I need to go, because that, you know, was their perception of it. And I was losing myself actually more, thinking that I needed to do what, you know, they were recommending now. And, oh, and now I've got a new coach and then they're recommending this. I loved it when I first found, you know, a mentor coach where they were actually questioning me. And yeah, like if they felt like insights come through, they would tell me, but I felt more true to myself when I was the one, and when they had faith in me that it was all within me, you know, because you don't always, when you're starting or even now, like down the track, you don't always think that you have the answers and the answers will come to you. Like I still get into, you know, modes of looking outside of myself and who does have the answers, who is doing it right, you know, all those things where it's actually within me the way that I'm supposed to be doing it or is best for me to be doing it, that's going to serve me and everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. You're the one that knows, you know, innately you know what's best for you and what's going to work in this moment until you've evolved and know something different, you know, until that you're shown a different way or, you know, of course you're going to, you know, and I think we lose trust in ourselves too. We think that we need to, you know, be asking and looking and searching and, you know, get a bit frantic about finding answers and, you know, where to look but innately and forever, we will always have the answers. So, you know, being asked a powerful question will always get us there, you know. It's the most effective.
Yeah, I love that. That's so cool.
So we can put it for ourselves. Yes, so in wrapping up, we'll leave it here for today and look forward to our next session and where it takes us, who knows. I love, yeah, being able to riff out these great topics with you just lights my heart on fire. So thank you for today. And
thanks, listeners.
Yeah, thank you, everyone. And we'll see you next time. Bye.
Thanks for listening today. We would love for you to share this episode with a friend or someone who you know needs to hear it. Till next week. Stay open, stay curious, and show up for what's important. Lots of love.